Boker Tov Rabbeisai, new sugya. So we're moving right along. Lamed Aleph Amud Bet. So actually, on Shabbat, I told you, Daf Yomi is actually catching up to us this coming Shabbat. So by the beginning of next week, Daf Yomi is actually going to leave us behind, but we'll still be doing our zachen. Tov. So the next part of the Mishnah, right in the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, Niktam Rosho. Mishnah said Niktam Rosho is Pasul. We saw it's Machloket, Rashi, Tosfot, and other Yishonim, meaning the top is chopped off. What are we talking about? Are we talking about the middle leaf? Are we talking about all of the a majority of the leaves? Machloket Aposkim, but it means being chopped off. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Amar Avuna, Lashanu Ela Niktam. Only when it's chopped off is it Pasul. Aval Nisdak Kasher. What's Nisdak?
Split.
It's Kasher. Says the Gemara, really? V'nisdak kasher, really, if it's split, it's kasher. V'atanya, lulav kafuf, a bent lulav. We're going to see soon what exactly does bent mean. Is that the gufa lulav? Is that the leaves? Is it the zachen? Right, we have to see. Yeah. Kavutz, saduk. Kavutz is spiky. Saduk, split. Akum, bent. Dome le magal, if it's like a sickle, pasul. Yeah, then it's pasul. Harut, pasul. If it's completely opened and stiffened like a palm branch, right, like it's all open, yeah, pasul. Dome lecharut. If it's open but it's not completely stiff, kasher. But anyways, what do you see from here? You see that nisdak, this baraita says beferush, that split is pasul. So why are you telling me before, why does the Gemara say that nisdak is kasher? Says the Gemara, Marav Papa, the Avid Kemnek. When we say that split is pasul, regular split is kasher. When do we say that split is pasul? When it's like a? When it looks like a pitchfork, which means it appears like two. Sometimes you can have a split and what?
A little bit.
It's split, but you can, it still looks like one. But when it's split in mamash, now it's a machloket, what split? Rashi says actually it grew like that, we're going to see. And other Rishonim say no, it actually got split. We're going to see. Yeah, another thing.
If it's still attached to the tree and like let's say a rock hits and it splits open, is that considered grew like that or?
No, that's also no good. It has to actually split and look like two no good. Says the Gemara, akum dome le magal. What is akum? Akum means it's so bent that what it looks like a?
Sickle.
Yeah, you know what a sickle is? It's a thing they use to cut wheat. It's like a round knife and then they go like that. Amar ava la maran ila lifanav. That's only when it's bent forward, which means if you're holding the lulav with the spine, it goes like this, downwards. Yeah, that's lefanav. Aval le'acharav briyatehu, which means, usually a lulav, perfect, you know, mehudar, how is the lulav? Straight. Yeah? Aval, if it goes like this, very curved, downwards, pasul. Curved upwards though, towards the spine, what's the halacha? Kasher, why? Because that's considered a normal growth. Now again, that's not considered mehudar, but it's kasher. Yeah.
When it says bent like downwards, does that mean like if I hold it straight, like gravity like pulls it down, or is it actually bent?
No, bent.
Like
bent.
If I hold it straight up, does it mean bending?
No, sometimes when the leaves get loose, so it's just like floppy. We're not talking about floppy. It actually grew like that, that its spine, the stiff part, curves downward. Okay.
So you can straighten it out?
You can, but sometimes it won't even work. It's just stiff. And sometimes the spine curves upward. That's kasher, says the Gemara.
Sorry. So if this is the spine, this is like the open part of leaves, mm-hmm. You're saying it's like this or like this?
This is kasher, and this is pasul.
Right.
But if it's only slight, it's not. We're not talking about that. We're talking about where it's like noticeable. What's it, like a magal? What's a magal? A sickle is like a heavy curvature. Yeah? Amar Rav Nachman, litzdadin kilfanav dami. Oh, what happens if it's bent sideways to the sides? One opinion says that what? It's like lefanav, downwards, which is pasul. Ve'amri la ki la'acharav dami. Some say it's like backwards, upwards, which is kasher. Ve'amar ava, hay lulava desalik bechad hutza, ba'almum hu fasil, hu fasul. Which means, there's machloket rishonim, with almost everything in this perek, as we've seen already, is subject to machloket. Rashi is going to say, salik bechad hutza means that usually, how does the lulav grow? You have the shidra, and then what comes out of it? You have leaves on both sides. Says Rashi, what's this kind of lulav? All the leaves grew on one side. And on the other side of the spine, nothing. That's a ba'al mum. It's a blemished lulav, it's not normal, and it's pasul. Yeah? So, let's see.
What if there's like a little bit of leaves on the other side? Very, very small.
No, if there's leaves, then there's leaves. There's no amount of leaves, but if over here this is like handicapped. If there's no leaves on the other side, it looks majnun. Yeah? You know what's majnun? I say crazy in
Persian. Divone.
Divone? So, she says like this. So, oh. It's like divone chone.
Yeah,
it's like a nut house.
Yeah,
it's more
shorter
than like just weird.
Right, that's like a.
I don't think we say it like that.
What do you say?
Yeah, no,
divan
chone. Yeah.
I said thank you. Top. Anyway, skinim. After that, I had a friend who used to dafka go do bikur cholim in like mental homes because they also need bikur cholim skinim. You know, people always people usually do bikur cholim. They go to hospitals, whatever. What about mental patients?
But what do you mean? They don't understand what's going on.
Some do, some don't. You'd be surprised.
They understand that you're coming to visit them because they're sick?
They have a neshama. They also need interaction. But then, mitzvah gdola. Mitzvah gdola.
Aren't they not chayv in the thoughts?
No, not them. Us. They're still Jews, still Yidden, skinny. Manasot. Yeah? But sometimes, if they're completely like... We're not talking about that they're vegetables, you know what I'm saying? They understand that... They understand what friendship is. They understand what companionship is. Miskinim, they're lonely. Mamash, sometimes they're locked in a room, they can go, you know, Shemir Hashem, miskinim.
How do you visit somebody if like they're locked in a room because like they're suicidal or something? Are you supposed to help them?
Just talk to them. Shalom, how are you? Just came to say hi. I don't know who you are. It's okay. Shalom. No, be'emet kacha. It is a tremendous mitzvah. Mimchazek ayit. You don't have to do much. You know what I'm saying? They just want to talk to somebody. Skinim. Yeah? Right. Hey, say me skin. Teflag. Badach.
Yeah, they're badach.
Yeah.
Badach is so, like really,
what's
really, really
teflag?
Teflag is like, I feel bad. Like,
so,
skin.
Badach is like, something like really a tragedy happened.
So, hala. Says Rashi. Says Rashi HaKadosh. Yeah. Efo anachnu nisdak towards the bottom. Nisdeku Rashi HaAlim. The top, the tips of the leaves split. Kafuf. Rosho kafuf ke'agmon. Rashi sounds like he's saying, what's the rosho? The head, which means the leaves. It sounds like even the leaves are curved over like an agmon, which is like a hook, like a fishing hook. Domod le'ish giben ve'azaken, which means what? It's like a, you know, what do you call it? A hunchback. How does his back look? Hunched, and the old man, Shirashem Shachin, Ukfufin Lemata, which means that their heads go down because of their hunch. Rashi on the top, Kavutz, Shiotzin Mashidra Shelo, Uktsin Kimin Kotzin. There's like spikes on the lulav. Akum Domele Magal, Hadam Miltai. Curved, like a sickle, it's really one thing, it's not two things. Harut, Kashe, Shina Asa Harayot, it becomes very stiff. Sheken Derech Alulav, Alav Noshrim Bimota Geshamim. If you don't take a lulav off the tree, what happens to it in the winter? It sheds its leaves, and the shidra becomes rock hard. That's the way it becomes.
The shidra is the spine.
Okay? You know what the spine of the lulav is, right? We've spoken about this.
Yeah.
You can easily see it. Yeah.
The spine is the dark green stick. Like right now, what it looks like a stripe, but if you peel off the leaves, you'll see it's actually a stick. It's a stick in the middle of the lulav.
Is it not light green?
Huh?
It's not light green.
Mm-mm.
It's not
voided. That's maybe you're looking at the wrong side. That's the back.
Oh yeah.
That's the back where there's the brown stuff.
Yeah.
On the front of the lulav, which is where the spine is, it's funny because our spines are on our back. The lulav spine is on its back, but it's what faces us. When you hold the lulav, that's what faces you. So you have like lighter green leaves on the side, and in the middle you have like a dark, very dark green stick. That's the shidra.
And then the top of the spine is the tumor.
And then the spine ends three quarters up the lulav, and then it breaks out into other leaves. That's the way the lulav.
A lot of people upstairs, I've seen it many, many times. They, when they shape the lulav on actual Yom Tov, the spine's on the back, so you're doing it like this.
So,
it's well,
now you have to hold the derech gidulo. Not yotze like that. You have to turn it around.
That's really bad.
The spine has to be facing your face. That's the way it has to be held. Yeah?
I've seen a lot of people do it that way.
I've seen a lot of people do a lot of crazy things. Yeah. Halavai, that should be the biggest avon of Am Yisrael. Yeah.
If you only have one hand, should you hold all of them in one hand?
Yeah. Yeah, you're yotzei like that. Although it is preferable to hold it in two hands. The Ben Ish Chai says that also. Sometimes people hold lulav and etrog in one hand and sidun in the other hand, especially by Hosha'anot. You're yotzei, but not the best. The best is that Hosha'anot, halin, most people know by heart. Hosha'anot, when you go around, who knows that by heart? Nobody knows it by heart. So you need a sidur. As my asu, take the lulav and etrog and then put the sidur, lean it against your two hands like this. Kacha. That's the best one.
Yeah,
no. So either you can wait. You can wait until you wait until the first circle finishes. Usually, you have to tell people also, you tell people in shul, don't keep going around and around. Only on Hosha'ana Rabbah you go seven times. You go one time around and then go back to your seat. So, and then once everybody goes back to their seat, then there's more room for a second, third shift, whatever. You understand? Some people get, they think it's a carousel. Again, around and around.
Can you start before and then make a circle?
Yeah, you can do that too.
Really, you know what they're trying
or you can do, a lot of people do that also. They go during Kriyat HaTorah. The Torah is out, and while they're reading the Torah, while the Torah is out, you can go around like that also. Yeah? What do you think?
It's like one of those Persian shuls, they go up to the Torah and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Get it all in. That's what they're trying to do. Trying to make every circle, trying to get it all in.
No, you have to leave room for other people. Sometimes it's very tight also. Move over. Yeah? Leave room for other people. Yeah? Hala. I make an announcement after the first hakafa. Everybody go back to your seats. You wait a second and let people go back to the seats. Now you make room. Okay. Second shift, third shift. You know? Hala.
If you're on the
Bima,
you have a VIP spot. Just go around.
Yeah.
20 seconds.
So he says like this. Yeah, it says Rashi on the top. Harut we did. Dome le Harut. Hitchil yitkashot. It's not so hard yet. It's getting there. Ve'adayin lo na'asa ayit. It's not yet so rock solid. Amar Rav Papa. Hadakatan is saduk pasul. When we say split is pasul. Lav shenistekur ashe alino shidra. We're not talking about that it just split. Ela David ki himnik yefutz foyer shel barzel, which is what pitchfork, yeah, shel sofrim sheyesh lo shnei rashim v'roshu echad mefutzal kach gadel alulav kmo shtei shidraot machatzit alin lekan machatzit alin lekan. Rashi says many rishonim are going to disagree. Rashi says that it actually grew like this. The lulav grew, its leaves grow how, like that, grew like that. Other rishonim say no, we're not talking about all the leaves, even the top few leaves, whatever, as long as you can tell on the top of the leaves. Yeah, sometimes it's split like this. What split like this is okay, but split like that, which means it's like a field goal already, then it's a balagan.
It's fine right here.
Huh?
Sounds fine. It's a
little
bit, but still.
That's a little bit. Yeah, exactly. Other Rishonim say like Rabbeinu Chanan in that it's actually, you can tell. Sometimes it's split, but you have to focus very. You know, very much to see that it's split. That's fine. We're talking about something that's a very noticeable split. Yeah, vital.
Even that, you should be careful not to have even.
Preferably, we're going to see what the shitot are.
Like people stand there looking.
Yeah, we're going to see. To le'acharav shne'ikam letzad shidra goes upwards milefanav letzad shekeneged shidra down shidra zeu tzad asui keshidra shel behema shatzlaot ve'acholiot mechubarim ba mikan mikan ve'emtzah chalak. It goes up like a stick. The salik bechad hutza, it goes up in one. What's that? Says Rashi. Shekol alav mitzad echad. All of the leaves are on one side, which is a ba'almum. Says Tosfot on the bottom real quick. Niktam rosho pirusho bresh pirkin. Yeah, Tosfot already explained in the beginning of the pirik, which is today's daf, by the way, daf yomi, daf kaftet. Yeah, kavutz pirush bakuntresh yotzin b'shidra shelo oktzin kimo kotzin ubaruk pirush tzmita. That what? It shrunk. There's another perush that it shrunk. David Kufiya, we didn't do. To, Rabotai, what did I tell you before Bishem Rashi was Kafuf? Rashi HaKadosh said what? Kafuf was what? But what did he say? Kafuf Berosho. What's Kafuf Berosho? By the head. Oh, says the Ritva. The Ritva says it even clearer. And I didn't bring it, but the Ran says the same thing as the Ritva. Look in the sheets. Otan lulavin shirashei alin kfufin ani choshesh. If the tops of the leaves, this is what's called, by the way, in lulavim, you see a lot, it's called a knepel. Sometimes, usually by the top of the lulav, usually the leaves go up straight. Sometimes by the top of the lulavim, it's kind of like crunched. You ever see that? Mm-hmm. It's like crunched inwards, a hook. It looks like a, so the,
yeah.
You know, in Yiddish it's called a knepel, which is a button. It looks, instead of going up straight, sometimes Sfaradim also look for a brown lulav with brown covering on the top. That's a different thing. But sometimes you clearly see, even under the brown, you see that the leaves like crunched.
Yeah.
Says the Ritba, Hosheshani, I'm concerned that they're not kosher. Why? Da'atane, kafuf pasul. The kafuf hainu kfifat arosh. Kafuf means what? What does bent mean? The head is bent. What's the head of the lulav? The leaves. The leaves on the top, including the tiyomim. Dichtiv al lachuf ke'al mon rosho, like Rashi. Ve'afilu aleh ha'imtza'i chashuv rosho. Even the middle leaf is considered like, is the head. Ve'en nita'am barur le'achshir. The Ritva says, I have no... I can't, in good faith, say it's kosher.
This pasuk to tell you the stubble that it's the shear for maaseh.
Nachon. So now, what do you see from here? The Ran and the Ritba and Rashi seem to say that even a crunch, even a bend on the top leaves, what's the halacha? No, they seem to say pasuk. Okay. Now, many rishonim disagree. Look at the sheilut u'tshuvot harosh. He was asked about this. ולולב סדוק דעביד כענק פסול. ומה שכתבת שיש להחמיר שלא לצאת בלולב כפוף, למה מסתבר לי שאין להוסיף על הפסולים שמנו חכמים? The Rosh says, I don't agree. וכפיפת הראש, למקרה כפיפה. The Rosh says, the bending of the top leaves is not considered bent. דכיוון דכולו זקוף, רק שעלין העליונים כפופים, מעט למקרה כפוף. He says, if the whole lulav is straight, just the top leaves are bent, that's not considered bent. According to the Rosh, what's considered bent? The Shidra is bent. But if the whole lulav is straight and just the top leaves are crunched, says the Rosh, that's not considered bent. Look what he says. V'ani ohev oto yoter latzed bo lefi she'en ali nechlakin v'tiyomto kayemet. He says, I love those lulavim. I look for that because those leaves don't split. You know, sometimes the tiyomet can split. He says, when it's crunched down like that, it won't split. Why?
Yeah, the brown
it's held together. The Rosh says exactly the opposite of the Ritva. Mm-hmm. He says, not only are they not pasul, he says what? I look for those. I like those.
The brown stuff also does that, no?
Nachon, but this is even stronger. Because the brown stuff can fall off.
This one is like hooked in.
It's like, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? You ever seen those? It's called a knepel. It's crunched in. You come over by Sukkot, I'll show you. Come over to Queens, I'll show you the whole thing. You know, I have the thing in Queens. I'll show you the whole...
Yeah.
What are you saying?
It's like, according to the Rosh, what's the difference between
Akum
and Kafuf?
Akum could be in different directions, or this could... Kafuf and Akum could also be, you know, maybe not necessarily like a Magal, so rounded, but it's like off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, now, the Tur, who is the Tur? Ben Yaakov, the son of the Rosh. Yeah? He was the son of the Rosh. He quotes his father Lahalacha, and he says, Ve'im kafuf beroshu pasul. Ve'davka keshishidrato kefufa. Only when the shidra is kafuf. Aval alav kefufin beroshu. Kmo shederech liot arbe lulavim kasher. Which means the Tur actually quotes who is Halacha? His father, the Rosh. Not like the other Shita. Yeah? Read the Bet Yosef. The Bet Yosef, who's the Bet Yosef is? Maran. Maran has a perush on the tour. Look what he says in Bet Yosef. Look what he says.
Mashem Rabbeinu Medavka Sheshidrato Kufa V'alav Kufin. Kach Katav Rabbeinu Yerucham.
Rabbeinu Yerucham, not surprising, because Rabbeinu Yerucham was also a Talmid of the Rosh, of Rabbeinu Asher. Huh?
It's like a nephew or something?
No, he was a Talmid. Yeah? V'zeh Lishono.
Kufuf Mayrei B'Shijad Iba Adin Yerucham Levim Aleyem Kufot.
Yeah, nevertheless, the Ran holds like the Ritva. That what? Even the top of the lulav being curved is pasul.
Back on the Mishnah.
Oh, however, Harosh katav b'tshuva.
Shekatavtam. שכתבת שיש להחמיר שלא לצאת בעולב כפוף לא מסתבר לי שאין לו עושים בה פסולים שמענו חכמים כפיפת הראש לא מקריא כפיפה כמעט כולו זקוף רק שעליו העניינים טובים עד לא מקריא כפוף ואני אוהב יותר לצאת בו לפי שאין העניינים בחדים זה עומד כמעט עד כאן.
And it sounds like, באמת, if you pay attention to the Bet Yosef, how does it sound like he's leaning towards which Rishonim? Kasher or, no, not, kasher or pasul? Kasher, like the Tur, like the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yerucham.
Says Afal Pi.
That was the Rosh. It sounds like he's quote. Now let's read the Shulchan Aruch and see, and the other poskim and see what they have to say.
So, the basic thing is, I think they just could be upset.
Yafeh. He's let's see in Shulchan Aruch Uriel. It sounds like he says kasher. What about Adif? Let's see. Says Maran. Go ahead.
Im kavur berasho pasul. Vidafka shishidato kufa. Aba.
Alav kifufim.
Alav kufim berasho kumosh shederech biot haben yavim kasher.
The Shulchan Aruch paskins beferush very clearly like the rosh. He doesn't say that it's better, but he does negate the other poskim, the Ran and the Ritva and Rashi, who say it's pasul. He says no. Only when the shidra is kafuf is it pasul. But if the leaves are just crunched on the top, what does he say? Beferush kasher. Kaf pasak shulchan aruch, and that's the halacha. However, there are dissenting opinions. Shari teshuvah. Let's see what he says on the shulchan aruch, and then we'll see the mishnah berurah. Go ahead. The Bach disagrees. The Bach says it's better to be choshesh for the Ran and the Ritva and the other Rishonim. Try to find the lulav with straight leaves. Okay, go ahead. Other poskim hold. Not only do they say it's not mehudar, but according to other poskim, it's not even kashir. So what's the Shaarei Teshuvah trying to say over here? Even though, yes, maybe according to the letter of the law, it's kosher, but what? Try to avoid it, because there is a machloket. Okay? Uve'el Yarabayevi, he says, Gam ken divra bach, v'katav, sheken katav, be'alachot, I should say probably, be'alachot gedolot b'shem Radbaz. Miu, nir'a de'aran lav davka, kol sheken kamar, Ela kol shu kamar. Not when, yeah, even the Ran who says it's pasul, most of the lulavim on the market today, maybe there's a small bend on the top of the leaves. Does that mean it's pasul? No, ma pitom. Even the Ran is talking about ela chelek gadol kafuf, which means that there is a big crunch in the leaves. Kmo shekatav b'seif katan dalet atkan lishono v'rotze lomar. What is he referring to? Shebeseif katan dalet le'anyan nechlak. Right over there, what is he talking about? Over there it's talking about a split. What kind of a split? Now, if you remember, Tosfot in the beginning of the Pirik, and also we saw Machloket, when we said split leaves are pasul. Which leaf is split? According to Tosfot, even the middle one. What do we say according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch? For the leaves to be split, it's pasul. Which leaf? A majority of them. Maran gives no... Maran gives no special significance to the tiomet, to the middle leaf. According to Maran, by all of the halachot of lulav, we go always by a majority of the leaves. Maran, the Rama goes what? Always focusing on tiomet.
Like Tosfot and the Rosh.
Yeah, go weiter. Leinyan nechlak katav b'shem Ataz. How much does it have to be split? De nechlak tzato. Haynu al kol panim ketefach o kazayit. It's got to be a tefach split. V'imken hu adin hacha. Same thing over here by the bending of the leaves. It's not just a tiny drop. It has to be bent a tefach. When was the last time you saw lulav leaves bent down a tefach?
Never.
That's it. I've seen it. But it's a huge bend. It's rare.
That's a sickle then. It's like, huh? That's like big enough to be a sickle even.
No, not the shidra, the leaves. No, it's like the leaves go down like that.
I'm saying you could like physically use it as a sickle if it's
arch. So, let's see. So he says, ubeemet lashchichi klal kafuf kashiru tefach. He says, beemet, you'll never really find, it's very uncommon to find them like that. Vegam nira, go ahead. You can't really compare this to splitting. It seems the Shaarei Teshuvah argues in the Taz, and he says, according to the Ran who says that the bending of the leaves is pasul, even a little bit. Why? Go ahead. It's according to the Ran, it's not the regular way of growing. The Ayin, go ahead.
Rabbi
Nezim ben Yaakov.
Chacham
Tzvi. סימן יוד, ומה הייתי ראייה לרמב״ם?
לרמב״ם מסוגד, אמינו באותו היום, מפגומה קרן המזבח, ליים ולבושו,
בלבוש.
והביאו אמר רמב״ם דמרו ועלינו קולו כפופים פסול, ליים ב...
אליה רבה.
רבה שכתב שהייתה ספולק, ומכשיר אף ברוב.
Yeah, even if it's a majority bent, it's also okay. ותאז משמע שאף בכולם דעתו להכשיר בזה. ונראה שבזה, because we have a big מחלוקת, ראשונים אין אחרונים, what to do here. The שערי תשובה concludes, what does he say? Go ahead.
נכון, נזהר בדיקה
אחר.
אחר. אחר, שלא לצאת בזה שראשי הלן, הלין, כולם או רובם כפופים.
What's he saying? Wherever you have another גודל?
Use another one.
Okay, טוב. Even though, what did Maran Paskin?
Use the hooked
one. He says, well, he didn't say mitzvah, but he said it's kasher.
He brought the rosh, he's saying you should. So.
What? No, he didn't. He brought the Rosh who said it's kasher. He didn't say beferush, use them. The Rosh himself likes to take it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Kefufim. Go on, next Mishnah Berurah.
The Rosh katav, oev ani yoter atzed bo shein alin afegin te obotor kaemet, ved alavush vedavri sheale ayana levad kufa. Oem kulan orovan kufim, kozhu basud vaday, zeo shinu imibrato, vino haday klav. הגרשנו ותיגו המי אברהם ודעת את האז שנחלק בזה והכוונים מדעיק האחר
בוודאי
יש לזהר שהוא יצא בזה שראשי העלים כולם עולבם כפופים.
The Mishabura Paskin is like the Sha'aret Teshuvah, that it's better to avoid it wherever possible. Now for us also, even though Maran Paskin it's kasher, it's kasher and you can make a bracha on it and you yotze, but when you're looking for a lulav, preferably look for a lulav whose leaves are straight in order to avoid the machloket. But if you can only find that kind of huh, some people are somech mamash on the rosh, they like it, but for us it's better to avoid since the machloket. But if that's what you found, what's the halakha? Bevadai kasher halakha kedat maran, and you can even make a bracha. Okay, hala vayter mishna berura kasher
yesh min poskim שמחירים בזה. אכן, המנהג להקק
שדרך The Rama also says, by the way, in Darkei Moshe, the Rama holds like the Shulchan Aruch, so both for Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, if this is what you found, it's kashir. If you can find something else, even if you have to spend maybe a little bit more, usually it's the opposite. Usually the ones that are hooked, those cost more because they're more rare. Hasidim like it. Yeah. Hasidim love that. You know that?
We actually have some inyan of the whole.
Yeah.
Have you didn't see in the beginning that the tour said that it's kosher, but it's not recommended?
He didn't say
that. The Beit Yosef.
No? The Beit Yosef didn't say that. The Sha'aret Teshuvah and the Mishnah Berurah.
No, who is the first opinion? And then you said his son agrees with it.
The
no?
tour.
The tour.
The Rosh and the tour.
Didn't he say it's not common? Didn't he say it's not good, but it's still kosher?
No, he didn't say that.
He said it's kosher.
No, that was the Ritva. Ritva says no. The Rosh said afuch. The Rosh said, I davka look for that. I want that. Okay, hala. Now, so that's the minhag tov. Now, with regards to hemnik, the fork. How did Rashi explain the fork? You remember? He said it grew like that its leaves, instead of growing straight up, the leaves grew like that. The Tur disagrees.
How
read
far,
the Tur.
How far is
that it's noticeable, that it looks like a pitchfork. You know what I'm saying? Let's see the Tur and the Betusa.
Nice picture.
Yeah, let's see what he says. Nisdak rosho kasher.
Yeah, we can make pirush kemo sheyesh bo bet roshim, kaze pasul. Pirush rashi, שתחילה בריאתו הייתה כך, שיש לו בית שדעות, מחצית עליו וכאן ומחציתם לכאן.
It looks like two spines. See, it's solidified. It grows two ways, like that. Says the Tur, ולשון נסדק.
לשון נסדק, אינו משמע כך, אם כן, היי לו לומר, לו לא שגדול סדוק.
נסדק means it happened to it, not that it grew like that. כי איך ידעמה לולב דסליק בחדוצה. Therefore, the Tur says, no, this is not what it is. אלא,
מה
זה? Yeah, the Tur says no. What's nisdak kehemnek? Not that it grew like that. Rather, it got like banged or something, and then it split like a fork. The Tur is going more like Rabbeinu Chananel. Yeah.
Even nisdak, even nisdak kosher, like small point, does that have to be cut to the length where Rashi would say that?
How does it look? Does it look like one or does it look like two? If it looks like two, afilu kosher is possible. Yeah, let's see the Beit Yosef is going to talk about it. Read Beit Yosef.
Sag rosho kasher v'yavid kemnek bo'er. Sham, ad etzah niktam rosho pasul am ravuna lo shen al niktam avas nistak kasher.
Yeah, this he's quoting Arab Mara. V'atanya.
V'atanya, v'kavu tzadu v'kum domel v'magal pasul. אמר רבא עד עביד כבנג, ברור שהשם נסתק פסק ראשו העלין, אמר רבא חי לקטן יסדרו, פסול לאו שיש סיגור ראשי העלין, או שדרע אלא לעביד כבנג, פור...
פיצ'פורק.
פיצ'פורק, שבעזרה שלו, סוברים שיש לו שני ראשים. נשו אחד מפוצל, כך גדל עליו כמין שתי שדעות, מחצית עליו וכאן, מחצית עליו וכאן.
עד כאן ראשונו. So this is all the Gemara in Rashi. And the Tur questioned Rashi. Nachon? Rashi said it grew like that. What was the Tur's question on Rashi? Nisdak doesn't sound like it grew like that. It sounds like what? It happened to it. Okay, go ahead. Umashi, Sha'alav Rabbeinu. Who's Rabbeinu? The Tur. The Bet Yosef is a commentary on the Tur. So anytime when he writes about the who he's commenting on, he calls the that Sefer what? Rabbeinu. Yeah, go ahead. Now the Bet Yosef's coming to answer the tourist question on Rashi. Go ahead. He's not coming to explain Nisdak in the Mishnah. Rashi's coming to explain what Saduk in the Baraita means. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, so now, what about the word in the Baraita, Saduk? Saduk can mean what? That it grew like that. Therefore, the Tur, he says, I don't understand your question. You're asking Rashi. The Rashi's not going on the word Nisdak from the Mishnah. He's going on the word Saduk in the Baraita, and that word can mean that it grew like that. Okay, now, go ahead. Umashma mi divrei Rashi. It sounds from Rashi that it's not enough for the leaves to be split. It sounds, according to Rashi, what has to be split? The Shidra. Okay? Not like Rabbi Yerucham, who says what? Oh, the Katav Aran. Oh, he says one second. What the Gemara before we said what's his name? Mitla tiomet, which means the tiomet split. It's pasul, even if it's not like a pitchfork. Now our Gemara seems like that. Only when it's split like a pitchfork is it pasul. How are you going to reconcile these two sugiyot? Says the Ran, tirtzu bazeh. Oh, when do we say a split lulav is pasul, even as is? When it's split most of the way down. But himnek is pasul, even if it's a tiny, even a drop, but it looks like two. Pasul, says the Ran. Yeah. By the way, this is the Ran l'shitato, holds that the middle leaf has significance unto itself. According to Maran, what would be the halacha?
No, it's not the top one.
It's got to be majority of most. Yeah, most of them. Yeah, go ahead. Rov Ali. Now the Ran is bringing that other opinion too. Verov kol ale ve'alemem be'oto makom pasul. Lechen piresh arif, the Rif, and Maran holds like the Rif. Ulfi ze. Who's that? That's Rashi. Aval. So this Bet Yosef is bringing down these other shitot. Okay, Bezat Hashem, next Monday we'll continue with the next video. Tomorrow's a Shir Klali day. Huh? Huh? You're here tomorrow, no?
Tomorrow.
Bezat Hashem. Okay, Bezat Hashem. So we're going to have to. Anybody else get to Tzetchem L'Shalom or not yet?
Not yet. I have to start.
Okay.